From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she's in talks with lawmakers about a proposed alternative site for a new state prison. This comes after repeated attempts to fund construction of the prison in Franklin County have stalled amid pushback from residents and lawmakers. The governor tells the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that it's unclear where a new site for the 3,000-bed prison would be, but that she and lawmakers are considering alternatives. The state has already purchased an 815-acre site near Charleston, but funding for the project is currently not included on the agenda for the ongoing fiscal legislative session. A Baxter County man faces multiple charges following allegations from several patients. According to a court filing, Joseph Riley Steves, a nurse practitioner, is charged with four counts of third-degree sexual assault and four counts of harassment tied to incidents at a medical clinic in Mountain Home earlier this year. Prosecutors say four adult women described uncomfortable experiences during medical appointments, including claims of inappropriate physical contact and exams they say exceeded expected procedures. Two patients, ages 18 and 36, reported their clothing being lowered and further than expected and feeling violated. Bond is set at $60,000. Following a years-long lawsuit, Get Loud Arkansas has reopened its online voter registration portal. In 2024, the organization launched the service to increase Arkansas's registered voters. Shortly after, the State Board of Election Commissioners adopted a rule requiring pen and ink signatures, effectively stopping the digitally assisted registration. Get Loud Arkansas filed suit, arguing the rule violated the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Interim Director Kathy Webb was not with the organization at the time, but says the tool helps them increase their footprint.
Get Loud has a very small staff and a lot of volunteers, and we're limited with the number of places we can go. And having this tool will allow Get Loud to reach out to folks in all counties.
The rule was temporarily blocked by a three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in late March. Last Wednesday, the Board of Election Commissioners decided to appeal the decision to the full 8th Circuit and is now up to the full court to decide whether to accept the appeal for review. The voter registration tool is currently back online at getloudarkansas.org while the petition process is ongoing. Little Rock's mayor says he wants a youth curfew to begin this Friday. Mayor Frank Scott Jr. says he will ask the city board of directors for the curfew for all youth under age 18. If approved, it would be in effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays through September 6th. A permanent citywide weeknight curfew of 10 p.m. Sundays through Thursday remains in effect. Officials with the Little Rock School District are considering new attendance community engagement efforts. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the district's board is considering an $80,000 contract with Little Rock-based tech company Aptigy. The one-year contract would pay for tools to help staff manage absenteeism and help better respond to communication initiated by families. Board members will consider the contract at a meeting on April 23rd. Two candidates have entered the race to fill a vacancy in the Arkansas House of Representatives. Farmer and rancher Brett Boland says he's running as a Republican in the House District 44 special election. Small business owner Nikki Phillips says she's also running in the Republican primary set for June 2nd. The eventual winner will succeed Republican State Representative Stan Berry, who died last month. The special election will be held on August 4th. House District 44 encompasses parts of Pope and Van Buren counties in western Arkansas. The father-in-law of a leader of the Arkansas legislature has been arrested. 81-year-old Melvin Dorsey of Cave Springs faces a felony aggravated assault charge after allegedly firing a shot during a run-in with a utility worker. The Arkansas Times reports Dorsey told police he fired a warning shot at the worker, who was placing stakes along a fence line near his property. Dorsey is the father-in-law of Republican State Senate President Bart Hester. The head of North Little Rock High School says she's planning to leave the job at the end of the school year. Nadia St. Louis says she will resign from her post as principal effective June 30th. St. Louis began her tenure leading the school in July 2021, following several years in Nashville Public Schools. Today you can expect a high of 85 degrees with clouds throughout the day, and your low tonight is 66. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.